Firaz Beju, and I'm the associate artist with Providence Row.
So tell me, we're here in at Rich Mix in London. Tell me about the Olympic Voices exhibition.
The Olympic Voices exhibition is a documentary project which has explored the impact of the Olympics, initially on the effects of homeless people. There are a series of documentaries that have been made by homeless people that, or ex-homeless people that attend the Dello Centre, or Providence Rose Dello Centre. But the final conclusion of the project has actually meant that the guys have actually explored the experiences of Londoners as a whole, and shown how actually homeless people aren't just a particular part of society or a particular part of an underclass, but actually they represent Londoners just as equally as anybody else.
So tell me a bit about the workshops and what you were trying to do and how you were trying to give a different take, a different voice to the Olympics.
Well, the workshops initially were filmmaking workshops, documentary workshops, showing the guys how to have the confidence to use cameras and recording equipment, but they were also trying to empower them to become citizen journalists, so they would have the confidence to go out and interview people themselves. And during the Olympics, that's what they actually did. We gave five individuals cameras to go and make their own diaries during the Olympics, and they went out and interviewed people.
So talk to me about the feedback and the response from some of the homeless people who got involved.
It's in mixed perspectives, because some of them were volunteers in the actual 2012 Games, so they have a very positive perspective. Others, perhaps depending on some of their politics, had very sceptical points of view. But I think all of them, by the end of the experience, by the end of August, had a very positive feeling about it.
And so what do you think, by being involved in the project, did they get out of it? What changes did you see as one of the main people involved in it?
Confidence for them to be around different aspects of different strands of London, not just to sort of perhaps feel like they can only be around other homeless people. Empowerment that actually their perspective is as valid as anybody else's, which I guess comes back to that idea of the citizen journalist, that everybody's position actually speaks about the greater.
So as you've been talking about, citizen journalism is very now, very important that we give a voice to people whose stories we might not hear. So at Providence Row, you've got this Olympic Voices exhibition. What's next in terms of giving your voice?
I'm not sure. We'll see what next year brings.